This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews. And Dr. Andrews, we have a special guest and a real nice topic for this month's show.
Very excited to be with you today, Jason. As you know, Morehead State University is very much a veterans-friendly campus. We have with us our guest, Lieutenant Colonel retired Max Ammons. Max directs veterans activities on campus, and he's going to talk to us about the third annual Veterans Expo, which is a really big deal in our region.
And we'll come back and have that discussion after this.
Veterans, service members, and their families are invited to attend the Veterans Expo on Friday, June 26th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Boyd County High School in Ashland, Kentucky. Enjoy a free lunch and free access to veterans benefits, employment opportunities, community resources, continuing education opportunities, medical screenings, and much more. For more information, visit us at www.kyvetexpo.org or call 606-783-5081. Connect on Facebook and Twitter. The Veterans Expo is Friday, June 26, 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. in Ashland at Boyd County High School. And it's brought to you by Morehead State University and our community partners.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews and our guest, Max Ammons. Of course, President Andrews mentioned the third annual Veterans Expo will be held on Friday, June 26th at the new Boyd County High School from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's a situation and an opportunity for veterans to come out and get a whole gamut of opportunities they may not know about.
Well, the nice thing about this Veterans Expo, of course, Jason, is that it is designed especially to introduce our veterans within the region to possibilities and opportunities, and there are many available to our veterans. We have the richest GI Bill in the history of the United States of America. These men and women and their families have lots of opportunities, and plus, there are many agencies that care about our veterans and want to serve them. So Max and I have been acquainted a long time now. He was a professor of military science when I came to the university, served in that role for a number of years, and then he went on to reassignment overseas, came back retired, and lo and behold, he's back at the university. So, Max, thanks for being here, and tell us a little bit about what you're doing on campus, and then we'll get right into the Veterans Expo.
Certainly, and I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to tell you a lot about what we're going to do at the Veterans Expo. But first, here at Morehead State University, we provide a lot of services to our student veterans. We help them from the beginning of their orientation. Actually, before that, we help educate them on what services and things we can provide them on campus, and we educate them about the quality and importance of their education and coming back to school and completing a degree. Once they're on campus, we help guide them through the process. A lot of these former soldiers, sailors, Marine, airmen, coming back to college or coming to college for the first time is quite a huge life transition, and they're used to a system in which it's very regimented when they go through to a new duty station or go through some type of new orientation. But here at a university setting, it's completely different. It's more of you don't put people in a line. You don't march them from point to point. You let them discover it for themselves oftentimes. And that's a huge cultural shift for them. And so we help guide the way so that they can find what they need to find on campus and connect to the resources that help make them successful. And then we continue on all the way through graduation and help them go out the door with that degree.
Well, you've done a good job with that on campus, Max. We've been recognized as a veterans-friendly campus, which is a really important idea that gets broadcast nationally in many ways. So tell us how we move from that idea, really taking good care of those students that are interested in higher ed, coming to the university, seeing them through, to this Veterans Expo. This is the third annual that's coming up here, as Jason mentioned a moment ago. Tell us how we got to that, and then we can get into the details of what are we actually going to accomplish there.
Because Morehead State University is a regional university, we are an important hub for Eastern Kentucky. we lead a lot of initiatives throughout our service region. And it's just a natural extension to take what we do on campus for our veterans and expand that out into our service region. So we want to ensure that all our veterans in our community are served. And we have that capability, and we have a lot of that expertise. And one of the things that I discovered, I thought I knew it all, because I spent more than 20 years in the Army. And I thought I knew about all those services that were out there, and I was blown away with what I didn't know when I came to start working the position that I'm in now at the university. And the more I learned, the more I figured out, there was a lot more I didn't know about. And for someone who spent 20 years in the military and worked to help service members access the benefits that they earned, and then at the university helping student veterans access the benefits they earned, and I thought it was really important to continue the leadership that this university has in the region, take it outside the walls of our physical location, and help connect the veterans that really needed the support with the support that they've earned through their benefits. And how the university, and help also link the support that the community wants to provide them to the veterans that can use that support.
Well, I think that's terrific, and I appreciate you specifically talking about the university as a regional comprehensive university being out in the region in many ways, and this is just an extension of that. So tell us, if you would, a little bit, what's the organization and the structure at this third annual event that's going to occur on June the 26th, and give us an idea of what our veterans will encounter when they arrive there.
Certainly. The biggest difference in what a lot of folks who have attended similar events, a lot of our veterans out there that attended similar events, what they'll find different is that we're not just a career fair. That's pretty much standard across the board. A lot of organizations have done a wonderful job at setting up opportunities for veterans to transition out of their military service and find a meaningful career. We take it a step further because we also saw a need to connect our veterans and also our currently serving, because we have a lot of National Guard Reserve members that attend the expo, to help them connect to services other than just career services. So we certainly provide the career service opportunity through our career fair portion, but we also have a huge resource fair, expanded than just the career fair side. On the employer side, we'll have about 50-plus employers that attend. But on the service side, we have, when you include the VA, upwards to about 70 different service providers that come in. And so we provide access to everything from Social Security Administration to Shelter of Hope to pantries, and all the way to medical care for the veteran and the veteran's family members. This is open to the families as well. The first year we had a huge involvement in the career fair, a smaller involvement with those veterans that were seeking community resources, and then last year we saw a huge shift to our veterans coming and using those community sources. But the fact of the matter is they're all available, all in one place. And also, we just make it a fun time for them. Not only do we offer the access to all those various resources from careers to medical to community resources, but we feed them. We feed them a pretty good meal, and we give them some entertainment. And last year, probably the thing that was most exciting for our veterans was that a lot of our future university students, the Governor's Scholars Program students, came in and supported the Veterans Expo, and that was hugely successful. The veterans really appreciated it, and those students loved doing that as well.
Veterans, all they had to do was sit down at lunch, and then they got served and everything. And it's what's great about the Veterans Expo, it's a one-stop shop. I mean, a lot of these veterans, no matter how long they've been out, they still are not aware of some of these services they can receive. And you hear it time after time when you're talking to the veterans, because we've had almost 700 in 2 years, the fact that, oh, I didn't know I could get that, or I didn't know this was available for me. And that's really an educational part of this, that you want to find the help they need and how quickly you can get that done.
Right. A great story that resonates with me and a lot of the partners that are involved in this expo. A couple came in, older veteran, and he and his wife visited us and said each month they had to make a choice. They had to make a choice between paying their utility bills and paying their for their medication. And they just wanted to come to the expo to get a free lunch, walk around, and see what might be available to them. When they walked out, they were linked up with programs that enabled them to receive medication for free through the VA and through other programs for the spouse, and then also reduced bills for their utilities. And so they went in just seeing what all the expo was about and enjoying the entertainment and eating a meal, and walked out with their biggest concern taken care of.
You know, and for me, I'm a veteran myself, a Vietnam veteran, and I'm always mindful of the fact that, you know, that we owe a large debt of gratitude to the men and women that have served in support of the United States of America. And we have no idea sometimes, Max, just what it is that people do need. And I think that's an excellent example of that. We tend to think from where I sit about young people coming to college, but we must never forget, and we always have to be mindful of all of those veterans that served previously. They're not coming to college. They may be retired, and they still need to be treated with dignity and respect and afforded the opportunity for a grateful nation to thank them through the services that are available to them. So introducing them to the services, the community organizations, is really important. And I'm really proud of what you've done there. And as you said in the beginning, that separates this out. It's different than a career fair. Yeah, there's information there about careers, but it's much more than that.
We're talking to Max Hammons about the third annual Fed Expo, Friday, June 26th from 11 to 3. The opening ceremony is at 10:30 at Boyd County High School. That's 14375 Lyon Lane, Ashland, Kentucky. And, of course, it's just off I-64, exit 185. And, Max, you know, one of the great things is that opening ceremony.
Absolutely. Our keynote speaker our first year, well, we had a bunch. Allison Grimes, our Secretary of State, was one of our keynote speakers. And then last year, General Tanini, who was the Adjutant General of the Kentucky National Guard, was a keynote speaker. Each year, Dr. Andrews has been our guest speaker, our welcoming speaker. Boyd County High School Navy Junior ROTC is going to post the colors for us. So we look forward to that opening ceremony that really gets people geared up and ready to come out there and help our veterans. And the camaraderie between the veterans are timeless, because we do have Vietnam era veterans. We had some World War II era veterans as well, Korean War era veterans, but we also have veterans from OIF, OEF, those that have just joined the military are attending, and it is it's real special for me to see a 20-year-old, fairly newly enlisted service member sitting at the table with a 85-year-old veteran having a conversation like that. They're best of buds, but they met for the first time.
Yeah, one of the things that happened to me last year, Max, that was kind of interesting, I've thought a lot about this. There was there are lots of displays and giveaways for veterans, from T-shirts to hats to stickers. I mean, just a lot of things where we're trying to promote pride and service. But there was a table where they had window stickers to go on your car that said, in the one that I have on my car says, "Vietnam, I served." I had never displayed anything like that on a vehicle ever. I'm not one of those guys that does that. And then someone at the table said to me, "You know, you ought to tell people that you served in Vietnam." So I put it on the car window, and I'm surprised at how many people have taken notice of that. And it's not about me, you know. It really is not about Wayne. It's more about service to country. And I think all of us that have served have an obligation to remind the people in our communities how important that service is. Because as we become an all-volunteer military service, the distribution of those who serve has changed considerably than when I was in service, when there was a draft back in the 60s. And so being mindful of that and recognizing the important contribution of our veterans is important. And this expo does that in many ways.
You know, you mentioned about the veterans talking to each other. What was a good part about the Governor's Scholar Program is those kids sit down when they got a chance, because they worked very hard for those 2-3 hours effect as they sit down and the veterans got to talk to them and relay the stories to the next generation. And I think those kids were very attentive, listening to the veterans and listening especially to the older veterans who probably around their papaw or mamaw's ages, and they really took it in. And that was the educational part for the GSP kids, also a great part for the veterans to get to talk to the next generation.
When the Vet Expo concluded last year, we took a few minutes to bring the GSP students into the auditorium and spoke with them. The governor's representative was there and spoke with them, and that was the most impactful moment for those students that participated in that, and they shared that, and they were on one side of the spectrum, they were giddy about the opportunity to be able to do something like that. And on the other side, they were humbled by the experiences that our veterans went through, and grateful that we have men and women in our community that do so much for our nation.
You know, that's the great part about the Morehead State University Center for Regional Engagement. GSP is part of that, but it also Center for Regional Engagement helps the Vet Expo as well. And I know you have a lot of people that helps the Vet Expo, your major partners. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, we can't do this alone, and we wouldn't even approach it if we had to do it alone, because it's a very resource-intensive event. One of the things that I really like about this region we live in is the support, the service mindedness that the university has and the community has, and it shows in the Vet Expo. Just here at the university, like you mentioned, Center for Regional Engagement, they're a major contributor to the Vet Expo. We have some other offices here as well that are that help a lot with the expo, but within the community. The Boyd County School System, I mean, they open up the doors for us to come use their wonderful facilities. Just an absolutely gorgeous school, and it worked so well for what we needed to do. And behind the scenes, they provided a lot of support in order to help us do what we wanted to do. Department of Veterans Affairs, not just at the national level, but actually at the local level with the medical center there in Huntington and the medical center in Lexington. They came together to provide a lot of support. Of course, we had the regional offices involved, and then we had the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs. It was a major contributor and a coordinator for that. The Kentucky National Guard provided a lot of manpower support, was crucial in getting the word out for us, and was crucial in making a lot of the community contacts that we needed to be made in order to promote the event. And then we also have the FIVECO ad, the Area Development District, very important in helping us spread the word and coordinate our meetings. The Ashland Community Technical College helped provide us support by bringing resources together. AmeriCorps with all the volunteers and support structure to help organize the people that did all the behind-the-scenes things during the day of the event. ESGR, the Employer Support for Guard and Reserves, coordinated a lot of the career fair components along with the Office of Employment and Training out of Kentucky Workforce Development. Really, career fair is the easiest part for me with the Vet Expo, because I just turn around and I talk to ESGR and I talk to OET and I say, you got it, here's your space, and you figure it out, and they pack it in. So that's just a small sampling of the many partners that come in and do so much to put this Vet Expo on.
The expo will be held Friday, June 26th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come out a little early, about 10:30, for the opening ceremonies. You can go to www.kentuckyvetexpo.org for more information. You can email vetexpo@morehedstate.edu. On Twitter, it's twitter.com/vetexpo, and on Facebook, Max taking care of everything here, facebook.com/EastKentuckyVetExpo. But Max, we appreciate your time as winding down this edition of Shaping Appalachia. Anything else you'd like to add?
The biggest thing I'd like to add is if you're currently serving, if you formerly served, if you're a family member of a veteran, we want you to come down June 26th. The doors are open for you. And even if you don't think that you need anything, if you're not asking for anything, we don't care about that. We just want to see your face. We want to feed you a free meal. We want to give you some entertainment, and it's all for free, 100% for free. It's our way to give back to you. It's not self-serving. We are doing it for the veterans. We are doing it for our community because we're in a position where we can be leaders in the community, and we have taken the mantle, and that's what we're doing. It's a community project.
We'll come back. Dr. Andrews and I will wrap things up on this edition of Shaping Appalachia after we take this time out.
Veterans, service members, and their families are invited to attend the Veterans Expo on Friday, June 26th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Boyd County High School in Ashland, Kentucky. Enjoy a free lunch and free access to veterans benefits, employment opportunities, community resources, continuing education opportunities, medical screenings, and much more. For more information, visit us at www.kyvetexpo.org or call 606-783-5081. Connect on Facebook and Twitter. The Veterans Expo is Friday, June 26, 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. in Ashland at Boyd County High School. And it's brought to you by Morehead State University and our community partners.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Dr. Wayne Andrews, Morehead State University President. We've been talking about the third annual Vet Expo coming up Friday, June 26th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come out a little early. Like I said earlier, 10:30 will be the opening ceremonies. And Dr. Andrews, Max and his bunch has to be commended because the last two that I've been to, you know, it makes a world of difference in some of these people's lives.
Well, it's a fantastic event in for Morehead State University. Our purpose is to be an organizer and an enabler to bring together a variety of agencies and organizations that all have the same purpose, and that's to support our men and women who are serving or have served in the armed services or their families. There's a tremendous amount of information that will be available at the expo. It's entirely no cost to the participants, plus we'll serve lunch. And it's a good day to investigate, to try to see if there are programs and services that folks would like to avail themselves of, or to network with people, others like us who have served our country and those who are in the position to serve us. And so, Max, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show today, and really appreciate what you're doing at Morehead State University. Colonel Max Ammons is retired from the United States Army, has served his country proudly for more than 20 years, and now in retirement serves as the coordinator of Veterans Affairs on our campus. And so this is just a piece of what you do, right, Max?
It gets me up in the morning with a smile on my face, and it gets a spring in my step.
If you want more information on the Vet Expo, you can go www.kyvetexpo.org or email vetexpo@morehedstate.edu, or you can call Max at 606-783-5081. Dr. Andrews, we'll see you next month.
Thank you very much, Jason. Thank you, Max.
Thank you, Dr. Andrews. We'll see you next month on Shaping Appalachia.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.